sausages, bacon and gammon. Just three of the many pork products consumed across the UK every day. But where does it all come from? The packet tells me that my bacon comes from Denmark. In fact, recent figures suggest that almost 60% of all pork products eaten in the UK every year are imported into the country, a figure which has risen by 22% in the past 12 years. But why is so much pork being imported into the country? I asked Ken Roberts, the proprietor of Elite Meats.
The imported stuff's far cheaper, so the manufacturers buy it up to make the sausage for the supermarkets. It's the supermarkets that are getting very big, you see, so they're not bothered about English pork, they just want the cheapest to make the more profit.
So it's cheaper to raise pigs in other countries, but why is it so much cheaper than in the UK? Many have suggested that regulations for pig farming are more lenient in other countries, meaning less money needs to be spent on the well-being of the animals. But are the factors closer to home making it harder for British farmers to compete? Tony Schofield, who has farmed pigs for the past 50 years, explains how the cost of raising a pig has gone up in recent times.
We mix all our own food so we know what the pigs are eating. And it's gone up £105 a ton to this time last year. It's looking at £45 a pig. And it's now costing £80.
The people I've spoken to so far have suggested that supermarkets are the main importers of pork. So I spoke to Trevor Gibson, fresh meat manager of the Lincoln branch of Morrison's, to find out what they were doing to promote the sale of locally produced meat from their in-house butcher.
What people don't realise, particularly with Morrison's, is that we are 100% British, so we don't sell any imported pork products at all. Beef, lamb, turkey and pork, all are 100% British. And we even have our own abattoir at Spalding, so that the carbon footprint again of the animals having to travel and then us getting the meat is quite small.
It's good to see that not all supermarkets are focused entirely on profit. But with the country still in an economic recession, are people conscious about the cost to their wallet more than the cost that importing pork and other meat products could have on farmers in their local community?
I'd rather go for the cheaper pork. I've not got enough money to go and go to a butcher's.
I'd want locally produced pork simply because I'd want to know where it was sourced from. And also, I think that locally produced pork just tastes better.
I would like to say I'd go for the butcher's pork because I'd like to help out the farms, but really you've got to think about money, so I'd have to go for the cheaper pork, I'm afraid.
Although many admit they would prefer to buy British, cost is clearly an important factor. And with the cost of pig farming in the UK still climbing, just how long can local farmers survive when being forced to compete with foreign importers? I'm Thomas Bowen for Siren FM.